Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Oh, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning to you, sir.
Welcome, how are you, Vic?
I am mighty this fine morning. It's glorious
out
there.
Isn't it the most beautiful?
Absolutely.
Whatever's been going on the last while, it's Sunday.
Oh, just keep it going.
I know you. And if anybody's visiting Ireland, by the way, it's always like this.
Oh, yes, always.
It never changes. How are you?
I'm good, Matt.
You're
I'm
in Dublin. Well, I know you're in Dublin for a particular reason. I haven't seen you for a bit. And we missed your good friend and our friend Johnny Broderick's birthday the other day.
Yes.
He had a big birthday.
Yeah, he had, yeah.
But this is, as I said, your friend, collaborator, etc.
Yes, well, happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday. Was there a celebration? Was there a big...
I was on the road. I was on Tory Island for a few days.
Were you?
And beautiful weather. And I was coming back yesterday, and I just realised it was his birthday. I was on the road, but he's understanding.
He is an understanding man.
Ah, he is.
He's on a train as we speak, I believe.
Oh, he is. He's making his way towards us.
The fella said he can't get away. He's on his way to us, which would be lovely. Listen, first things first, you're here for a reason because, well, you're welcome any time, as you well know, but you're here for a specific reason this morning. And this is... it's a long day for you, that's the first thing I'll say.
Well, it is a long day, but I think it's a long and worthwhile day.
Yes.
I suppose to go back to the beginning of the story, a few years ago, just before COVID started, I hate even mentioning that. Sorry for upsetting you this morning.
Not at all.
Yeah, before then.
BC.
BC, yes, I like that one.
That just happened.
Nail it.
That's ours. No one can touch that.
I was invited to be an ambassador for a wonderful organisation called Safe Home Ireland.
Right.
And Safe Home Ireland was set up by a doctor in Mayo, I think 20 years ago. This is their second 20th year in existence. But they asked if Jerry Cowley was the man's name who set it up, and a lady who became CEO, Karen McHugh, phoned me up and asked me if I would become an ambassador for Safe Home Ireland. Safe Home Ireland is an organisation that repatriates people from all circumstances. People who went away, maybe a lot of the elder immigrants, but also the modern day immigrants, the people who go with the IT and everything else. They don't all land on their feet, as we've seen from immigrants. People that immigrated in the 50s and 60s went off to various parts of the world. Maybe things didn't work out for them too well.
Yeah.
And maybe they find themselves alone now. Well, this organisation repatriates people, and I am amazed by the work they do, because I've met a lot of the people that they did bring home and did help. And it's people from all circumstances, like even people who can afford to come home and all of the rest, maybe they don't have the knowledge or the wherefore to do that or make it happen.
But thousands have been helped. Like, it isn't half a dozen.
Thousands. Yeah, and it's almost immediate work. They're all the time out on the road helping people, so that they're bringing people home all the time and helping in all sorts of ways. Like, for people who come home, they buy them an electric kettle.
It's fundamental stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no missing part. People need, people get from Safe Home Ireland. It's a wonderful organisation. And we've had various fundraisers and so on for the last few years. But today is the launch of a special day. It's a walk, this reenactment of a walk, or a walk in reverse, that was done by people from Strokestown House in 1847 to Dublin, to get a ship here in Dublin to Liverpool and then to carry on to Quebec.
This is what they call the National Famine Way.
The National Famine Way,
right.
Yeah.
Now, are you walking the whole thing?
No, it's actually, the launch is today,
yes.
But the walk begins tomorrow. Anne Ruddy is doing all the walk. And what I'm here today to do is to tell people that the walk is happening. It's happening tomorrow, beginning at 10 o'clock at the Epic at the museum out in the Docklands there.
Is the Immigration Museum?
The Immigration
Custom
Museum.
House.
Yes.
Key.
The Custom House Key.
Yeah.
And people are invited to take part in the walk, to walk a stretch of it, to do it in their own time. They don't have to walk with Anne or in any formal way. But if they like to support it, you can go online and do that. And
it's a gorgeous idea.
Yeah, it is a great idea. And I think it's as much for raising awareness as it is for raising funds. Now, both are needed. But what people can do, any effort they can make, it'll be much appreciated by those people. And they really do appreciate what people do for them.
And if somebody's listening to us this morning and they're in Birmingham or Manchester or London or whatever the heck, Cardiff, whatever, Can they just get in touch with Safe Home Ireland and have a conversation?
Yes.
You just make a call or you
just
email
make a call.
If an email isn't what you do.
And when I talk about Safe Home Ireland, the problem with Safe Home Ireland, or one of the things, is getting the information out to the people who don't have the mobile phones and don't have the computer and that. So people who are listening to us today, those people who may need the help are not listening to us, they may not have the radio. So those people who do, even if there's only a conversation going on in the pub somewhere, New York, Boston, London,
whatever.
Sydney, wherever it is.
Sure.
It may the information might fall on the ears of the person who would need the services of Safe Home Ireland. Mm. I think that's the important thing, for people to talk about it. And especially, as you say, those people who are immigrants and those people away today who are listening to us, spread the word around. Tell other people that this organisation is in existence, and they will be more than happy to help anybody.
The other thing about this is to let people know that they're not forgotten.
Yes.
Because people can feel isolated, alone, and out of, that no one cares.
Yeah.
And what this is saying, hang on a second, there is a way, and we'll help you out here.
Yeah.
I think it's very important.
It is. I went myself back in the late 70s. I went to London for a few years, like a lot of Irish lads, looking for jobs and working on building sites and working at all sorts of work. And I remember staying over there for a Christmas, and I met up with a couple of people who I actually didn't get to know, but I worked with them and I saw them on building sites and so on. And their story was really sad. One of the men that I met, he was working, doing the motorways in England. And when they were out doing the motorways, they were miles from a lot of the cities or towns or civilization, even.
Yeah.
And they used to live in the pipes that they would use for under the bridges.
Okay.
They would just hang shelter at each end of a pipe, and that became their home. And they would be out there for, like, those jobs went on for years.
Right.
Which meant that they led a life that they didn't get to meet partners or other people an awful lot. And they just moved with the roads.
And God forgive me, they were homeless.
They were homeless in all sense of the word. They were home. They were. They certainly were. And they just worked away until they weren't able to work anymore. And then what can you do?
Yes.
You know, they were there alone. They were there helpless. That really woke me up to the immigration, what immigration is about, if you're not lucky enough.
If you're not lucky enough.
Yes.
We'll play a tune, seeing as you're here, I think. Do you know what would be nice? May Morning Dew. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, whatever you think yourself.
It's your song, dear.
Yeah.
It's yours.
And it's not appropriate morning for it.
Isn't it just?
It is.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Pleasant in winter to sit by the hall, listening to the barks and the howls of a dog, or in summer to wander the wide valley the wild flowers in the May morning dew. Summer is coming, oh, summer is here, with the leaves on the trees and the sky I knew. with the old folks who are now dead and gone. And likewise, my brothers, young Dennis and John, as they trip through the heather, the wild hair.
Morning Dew, music from Sean Kane, who just said to me, you learnt that what age were you?
I'd say I was about six.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah. Came around just by pure accident. I was in a day like today, so it's a nice summer's day.
Yeah.
My mother was reading the Tuam Herald, the local paper, and Dolores was there, I remember, and my mother said, oh, she said, there's an article here saying that the Flagshaw is in Tuam in a couple of weeks' time. And she left down the paper, she said to Dolores, teach that lad a song we see he's able to sing and we send him into the flag. Talk about abuse. But anyway, I was delighted because she taught me the song. I went into the flag hole and here I am today.
Oh, so. For heaven's sake. Well, yeah. It just seemed appropriate to me this morning and I didn't know anything about that story. May morning to you. It's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. And that's you playing the whistle as well, of course. Now, Safe Home Ireland, we're talking about this morning with Sean Kane. Just to tell you, they have an address in St. Brendan's Village, Mulrani, in County Mayo. That's the first thing to say. There are a number of numbers. We'll put them up on our webpage. One of them is an 086 number. The other one is a local number, which is 98. So it'd be 098. That'd be the office number, wouldn't it?
Yes.
36036. 36036, easy number. We'll put it up on the webpage. And there's also a mobile number, 086-059-4538. It goes back to the walk is the famine way. This is this amazing
it is.
Walk.
It was 1,490 people began to walk from Strokestown House to Dublin.
In Roscommon.
And Strokestown House in Roscommon. Yeah. Where they
and
were evicted.
Men, women and children, presumably.
Men, women and children.
Yeah.
And they were all evicted. And they tried to make their way to Canada, but sure, a lot of the people weren't able to walk 165k or whatever that journey is.
Yes.
It was grueling. So very few of those people made it to Dublin, and even less made it to Quebec. So it's a reenactment of that, but in reverse.
Yes.
So it's leaving the epic tomorrow morning. The launch is today at 2:30, and there are quite a few speakers there. It's that's the Famine Museum, and the walk begins tomorrow morning at 10:30 and it's going right across the country until the 4th of June.
But the launch is today.
The launch is today at 2:30 and the walk begins tomorrow.
And the location today is the custom.
Epic. Yeah, it
is. Which is the Irish Immigration Museum at Custom House Quay.
Yes.
You'll be there yourself.
I'll be there myself.
You
yes.
will. And Dr. Broderick, the well known poet.
Dr. Broderick will be there and a few other speakers will be there as well. There are people from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Ireland.
Of course.
And so on. So it should be an interesting day for those who are interested in that.
And you said to me something, and our side actually hit on it too. Not everybody has technology, not everybody, particularly in this situation, the long road home, as it's called, actually, Michaela, it would be no harm if people to put pen to paper sometimes too.
Yeah.
And it might just be the way, just to drop the way. And a Safe Home Ireland in Mulrani, Mulranny, in County Mayo is all you need.
Yeah.
And just to...
Absolutely.
It's a sympathetic ear, isn't it? It's to say, there's somebody here for you.
It is, yeah. It is. But very practical. It seems to be the most practical organisation I've been, ever been involved with. They just make stuff happen.
Yes.
You know, it just happens. Once people contact them, they're more than capable and able to help out in all sorts of circumstances.
Of course, of course. Yeah. I just think it's terrific.
It is.
But anyway, and if you want, you can register for the walk as well. You can do all that. Yeah. Just look up Safe Home Ireland and that'll do.
Yeah, and you can go online there. You can register with a QR. There's a QR code there that you can scan and you can make a donation. And again, as we're saying today, the information, getting the information out there is also equally as important as the funding.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, God bless you, and it's a good thing
and
that you do.
Sir.
Listen, you're working away.
Working away, busy for the rest of the year now, and looking forward to it.
Isn't that just mad?
It is great.
Mad? When is your next outing? When is your next...
Just after catching me on the hop.
Sorry.
My next outing. I'm ahead like a sieve, you see, Martin. Yeah.
You were in the town hall in Cavan recently, and you were talking...
Yeah, we were up in Guido last Saturday night. I know where I've been, but where am I going to be is my problem. Sorry, folks. Yeah.
Mary and Bernard, our pals in Stradonville, you said they had a wonderful night with you, and that you were telling some great stories too, immigrant stories.
Well, July, we're starting a residency that I've been involved in doing for the last few years in the Westport Town Hall, which is something that I like to do. It's a lovely place to play.
Right.
We play there during the summer, starting early July, and we go right into September, the 12th of September, every Wednesday night.
And it's the Westport
Town Hall Theatre.
Town Hall Theatre.
Yeah.
And how many would that hold?
It holds about 300 items.
Well, God, that's big enough.
Yeah, it is big enough.
Big enough to fill regularly.
Well, it is. Whatever is in it is in it. We're going to have the crack and we're going to do the same show anyway, Marty.
Good, one way or the other.
Yeah.
And the other thing I have to ask you is, are we, because we've talked about it ad infinitum, in the house... Your shows
in Carra Cottage, I think I'm going to have to, because so many people every night come up to me and how important it was for them during that period in our history.
Yes,
that we won't mention. That it was, I've an urge to do it again. Now, I think maybe summertime is not the ideal time.
It is.
The fire is on there. I'm sitting down beside it. Like, come late autumn, I think we'll get something going on there.
All right.
Because I'm really looking forward to doing that again. Because it seems to be important for people.
Can we make a date? Because every time we meet, we talk about this and we say we must. I don't know how we'll do it, but we'll figure it out. But I'd love to come down. I'd love to come down and witness this. Just to tell people who don't know, it's a very intimate setting. It's small.
Yes.
But it's in the house.
It's in the house. It's my grandmother's house. It's where my father was reared, and indeed where I was as well, because it was the house. It was a meeting house, a house where people would come to exchange the songs and the music with my grandmother and my aunts and my parents and so on. So there was always music going on in the house, and there was always people coming and going. So it was that kind of a meeting house, which was an important house at the time. That was where they had their entertainment and everything else. And I tried to reenact a lot of that. And of course, being in there since my childhood, the memories are rich in my mind.
Sure.
And I think if only the walls could speak or sing, they would have a lot of songs and tunes to sing.
For sure.
But it's that kind of a place. And I think it's nice, important. It's a part of my heritage, and I think it's a part of the Irish heritage. The house itself is standing there for the last 300 years, and it's an attached house, and so many people have gone through it. And I think it is nice. It's a way of keeping that house alive as well, the story of the house
I think
alive.
It's wonderful. I really do. We've
but
got
you're
to
more
do
than
it.
Welcome to come down.
It was kind. We have to do it. We keep talking about it. Listen, God bless you, and may the road rise with you, and thank you so much for coming in today. And Safe Home Ireland are indebted to you. You're a great ambassador for them. Well,
I'm delighted to be asked, and I hope that I'm doing them justice.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's an emigrant support service. We'll put all the information up on our webpage. Sean, God bless you, and thanks for coming
in
today.
Thank you, sir.
I have to play You Take Me There. I should be playing something involving Johnny Broderick, but sure, look, we're out. Keep the faith. God bless you.